Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Thank you very much for tuning in to my live stream this morning, the audio version only. And today's topic is one that is the big story in the news today. And quite frankly, I haven't been doing live streams for the last, about 4 or 5 days, just simply because, well, I'm not required to. I don't have to because we don't always put up these fresh audio streams, unless, of course, there's breaking news. And generally, my audience will come in and say, hey, Austin, whenever there's this big story, they'll say, you know, they'd like to hear from me on it. And since I do sort of, you know, kind of make a living, I do make a living doing this, it's important for me to comment on critical news items of the day. And last night, of course, the big news item was that former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld goes on Rachel Maddow to, quote, vouch for Hillary Clinton. And a lot of people have been criticizing Bill Weld in recent weeks, saying that, oh, he's a shill for Hillary, he's a stalking horse, et cetera, et cetera. And at the Libertarian Republic, we've published several pieces that have done a little bit of in-depth analysis to try and give him the benefit of the doubt, simply because from an intellectual perspective, I think Bill Weld is, what he's trying to say very clumsily, is that he fears Trump worse than Hillary. And, you know, I think that there's a legitimate libertarian argument for that. But the problem is that when you make an argument like that, you have to understand how the media works and how they can take you out of context. Now, with Weld's comments last night, it no longer seems as if Bill Weld is just making an intellectual argument. It seems, in my opinion, like he's crossed the line into actual advocacy for the Hillary ticket. Now, I don't say that kind of thing lightly because I value intellectual honesty and being, you know, playing devil's advocate as much as anyone, or trying to give anyone the benefit of the doubt, which I've certainly done with Gary Johnson and done with Bill Weld, while they have spectacularly failed to take advantage of probably the greatest opportunity that the Libertarian Party has ever received in our history. And quite frankly, that's why I ran. I ran because I saw this as the greatest opportunity in libertarian history, if not necessarily to win the White House, then to spread libertarian ideals, goddammit. Because you know what? I said this yesterday, and I was just fuming last night, and I didn't do a show last night or jump on a live stream immediately because I wanted to make sure that my rage was quelled and that I wasn't just speaking out of anger, but speaking, you know, out of objectivity. But I said last night the truth that I believe, which is that if you are not going to win, if you are not going to win as a libertarian, then the backup plan should be to spread libertarian ideas, not to be squishy moderates. Because people do not vote for third-party candidates out of fear of principle. They vote for Libertarian Party candidates or third-party candidates because of principle. We've got 5 days until the national election. And Reason Magazine posts this. Hit and Run blog, Matt Welch writes, Libertarians denounce Bill Weld. VP nominee receives outpouring of criticism after, quote, vouching for Mrs. Clinton and disagreeing with the LP on the Rachel Maddow show. This is by Matt Welch. Even before William Weld told Rachel Maddow's NBC audience last night that, quote, I'm here vouching for Hillary Clinton, Fox Business Network host and Reason contributor Kennedy, who had raised some eyebrows a month ago when she grilled Weld about his campaign behavior and motivations, gave Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson the what for about his running mate. Please keep Bill Weld away from the Libertarian Party, she pleaded, with an awkwardly silent Johnson at the end of the interview, which you can view in full at that link, and I'll drop that in there in the comments, or somebody else can do that for me, please. Libertarians of both the capital L and small L variety have treated Weld with suspicion ever since. And in fact, a decade before, he converted to the party's cause 2 weeks before this May's nominating convention, at which the former Massachusetts governor squeaked in by a second ballot by the narrowest of margins on the bitterly divided convention floor. 5 months of is he not supporting Hillary Clinton later, many of those ideologically disposed to root for the libertarian ticket have clearly had enough. You damn right we've had enough. Though it's obviously anecdotal, I have never seen libertarian Twitter so nearly unanimous on a close-to-home political issue. Jay Stevenson tweets, at least libertarians can finally unite on an issue. Weld sucks. Libertarian Party Chair Nicholas Sarwark, doubtless less than pleased that his VP candidate was giving MSNBC testimonials to the competition and criticizing his own campaign 1 week before Election Day, sent out this subtweet last night. Sarwark tweets, Libertarian, if you're supporting Gov Gary Johnson, don't let someone's words push you into making either bad choice for president. Vote Libertarian. Well, Nick, as you realize, yes, you're being reasonable, and I understand that. And yes, I will be voting for Governor Gary Johnson. But you know what? I don't owe those guys a damn thing. So I don't have to be silent. I don't have to shut up. And as many of you know, I fought my ass off against having Bill Weld as the VP pick on this ticket. And if you don't believe me, go check the C-SPAN records. And watch what happens when I don't support Bill Weld. When two members, prominent members of my party come and read me the riot act, telling me that I don't support the party because I didn't support Governor Gary Johnson's horrible pick for VP. Mark Harold tweeted, proud to be supporting Gov Gary Johnson when his VP running mate isn't all in. Meanwhile, LP presidential runner-up Austin Peterson, the party's presumptive, if premature, 2020 frontrunner, and the only top four finisher to endorse the Johnson-Weld ticket, tweeted out that the campaign is a complete train wreck. Goddamn right. And then I tweeted, who cares if I couldn't have won the general at this point? I still would have made you damn proud to be an American. You damn right I would have. I'll give myself a high five here. I'm upset, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just very upset. And thankfully, I don't work on the campaign. As a matter of fact, I can't because just last week I started a super PAC for these two guys. Spent $2,500 on a campaign commercial explaining how these guys can win. Well, now look what we have here. Evan McMullen has a better shot at winning a vote in the Electoral College than Gary Johnson. What the hell is going on? Matt Welch continues, I said nearly unanimous above, there are some libertarians out there defending Weld today, including Josh Guckert at the Libertarian Republic and a handful of people on Twitter. And I would certainly add to the conversation the suggestion that a Weldless LP ticket may never have gotten anywhere the amount of media interest and poll support without such an Acela Corridor approved wingman. Well, let me just ask you a question, Matt Welch. And keep in mind, I like Matt. But I just want to have a question for Matt here. What in the hell is the point of the media interest, if you can't handle the media, what is Aleppo sticking your damn tongue out at the reporters? What is the freaking point of getting the media interest? Of course the media was going to attack us anyway. But you don't respond by being a total and abject moron in public. There's a reason I ran against these two guys. Objectively, these candidates are better than Hillary and Trump. Why can't Bill Weld just say that? That's all you gotta say. Now, I've defended Weld because he does have some good points to his record. I've defended Weld in certain spheres because I see that some people have not been able to be objective about Bill. And you still have to be able to play devil's advocate in order to be intellectually honest. And I am not letting my emotions get the better of me on this one. Yes, I am absolutely beyond pissed. And I hope you are too. So that we don't make these dumb decisions again. I have been in this party for 10 years. I was there during the Barr Root years. And now look what Root has done, going to Trump like a moron. I was there during Johnson 2012 when he seemed more sober. And I'm here in 2016 and I ran against him because I saw this train wreck coming down the pike. You have no idea how it feels to be in my position and to have done everything you can to try and warn people and then see people going off the cliff. It kind of reminds me of like what happened with Adam Kokesh the other day. You know, I warned people about dangerous personalities. I warn people about Alex Jones, and I've gotten nothing but scorn and derision for it. At some point, you just kind of want to stand back and just let people destroy themselves because some people just don't want help. You know, I offered to help the campaign. and they didn't want it. Matt Welch continues, but I think this widespread in-house revulsion at Weld's action speaks to something positive, or at least flags an inflection point in libertarian politics. Fact is, for at least 4 years now, the LP has been the third party in the United States. Even after his recent tumbling in the polls, Johnson is pulling more than double the support of the Green Party's Jill Stein as he did in 2012. He's currently projected by 538 to receive 4.7% of the national vote, which would more than quadruple the LP's previous record. And the party is beating the Greens like a gong on the state and local level. Which is to say, there's an argument to be made that libertarian politics has grown much bigger than any fleeting cult of personality, a la Ross Perot and the Reform Party. And there's a growing sentiment that maybe there's enough homegrown talent, fully fluent in libertarianese, to preclude the need for credibility grabs from the basket of normals. 8 years ago, the LP was desperate enough for mainstream acceptance that it wrote a former Republican congressman and the political huckster author of such books as Millionaire Republican to a desultory fourth-place finish and 0.4% of the vote. 8 years later, the party will get around 10 times the total while rebelling against its own far more impressive Veep nominee. Well, I will say this about Bill Weld. He is not Wayne Allyn Root. It's a mug's game to predict the political future more than a few hours ahead these days, but I imagine that in 2020, the nominees for America's leading third party will not need the word former to describe their politics. That's right. No more former Republicans. No more former Democrats. No more former anything. It's time to make the Libertarian Party libertarian again. It's time for good men and women to step up. Now, this is not the time to leave the party. Now is the time for us to learn our lessons and for us to close ranks. It's time for us to get involved. It is not the time to leave, because evil triumphs when good men do nothing. Now, listen to this. The words of my former rival when asked the other day. This is just a real ball kicker. The other day, Kennedy interviewed Johnson and asked him, who would you like to see atop the Libertarian ticket in 2020? Now listen to this. Gary Johnson, when asked if there's going to, who he would like to see atop the Libertarian ticket in 2020, Gary answers, quote, listen to this, folks. Try not to let your blood boil. Gary says, I think there's going to be a big surprise. I think there's going to be a lot of Democrats, former big names that will come out of the woodwork along with Republicans both seeking a clearer path. This election has tainted both Democrats and Republicans, and I'm looking for a real surprise, a crowded field. Well, let me just tell you something, Gary. There's not going to be any former Republicans or former Democrats on that ballot. I guarantee you. By every cell, every molecule of my body, I will make sure that that does not happen. We will have a good, strong libertarian messenger at the top of that ticket in 2020. And I won't care if it's not me. And I won't care if that person was never elected to dog catcher. I don't give a damn. Because the people who fight for liberty fight not because of credibility. Because why in the hell would we want to be credible with the type of people who don't support us or disagree with us? Why do we care about credibility for people that are actively working against us? No more failed Republicans. No more failed Democrats. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to do me a favor today. Join the Libertarian Party. Meet me in New Orleans at 2018 at the next Libertarian National Convention. Join my Freedom Ninja Army, and let's work together to make the Libertarian Party libertarian again. Thanks very much for listening to my audio live stream, ladies and gentlemen. 5 more days. Just 5 more days.